Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Paul Hall here on Entertainment from Common Guy Films. One of the big openings this weekend is Deliver Me From Nowhere, the new movie about Bruce Springsteen.
We're really doing this?
Unless you want us all to look for a new job. Yes, you're really doing it.
This is nuts, John. You know it, I know it, and deep inside, Bruce knows it.
A man's on a rocket ship, and we don't want to miss that window. Radio can't play this.
In this office, my office, we believe in Bruce Springsteen.
Let's burn this place down, John.
Jeremy Allen White, who stars in The Bear, he was in Shameless as well, gets the role as Springsteen. It's a very narrow part of his career that we talk about in this film. And Paul Hall, I think you actually got to see it earlier today, right?
I did. This is only covering really the years he put Nebraska together. And it's got a lot to do with his creative process behind the scenes of what he did to get there. We've got a composite character as far as the love interest here. Bruce was quoted as saying basically that this was a composite of a number of different women. It wasn't just one person, whereas some of the other people were really based on people in his life.
It's really the only thing in the entire movie that's not real or that's not in the book. And this is based on a book that was written by a guy by the name of Warren Zanes. Warren was in a band in the 1980s called the Del Fuegos from Boston. They were fantastic, one of my favorite bands. And his brother Dan went on to record children's music and win Grammys. And Warren became a rock and roll historian. He wrote a great bio of Tom Petty a few years ago. And it was different, too. It wasn't your traditional, like, all-encompassing bio, but a little bit more narrow focused on Petty. I thought it was excellent. This book was excellent as well. And what this does, and Paul, I'm taking over here because I'm so close to the source material.
Sure.
This comes in the aftermath of 1975. Bruce is on the cover of Time and Newsweek. Born to Run comes out, then Darkness on the Edge of Town, then The River. And he starts going to arenas. In fact, in the fall of 1980, he played here at the Kiel Auditorium. And in January of 1981, he played at the Checkerdome for the River Tour.
Cow.
So he started to build in his stardom. So the record company, Columbia Records, Clive Davis was the guy who signed him, thought, man, this guy finally had a hit, because he really hadn't had hits. It was rock radio, you know, KC or WLUP in Chicago were big rock stations. But then he had Hungry Heart as a hit, and the record company's like, we want more hits. So he decides, instead of initially putting out Born in the USA, which became a blockbuster, he writes this, he starts to mess with songs, and he starts to do very stripped-down versions of these songs in his bedroom in New Jersey, where there's a four-track cassette player recording these songs. Mm-hmm. And that's how the music for that album, Nebraska, was released. They were the original demos. It was controversial because the record company thought he was out of his mind. He and his manager, John Landau, who's played in here by Jeremy Strong, thought differently. So that's what the focus of the movie is. Not a complete biopic. And I know there's people out there listening right now that don't like the politics. I don't like his politics right now either, but I've been a fan for 45 years, so that's kind of where I am. I thought the movie was very average, to tell you the truth. I didn't dislike it. I thought Jeremy Allen White was good. The John Landau character by Jeremy Strong was terrible. The love interest was stupid, although she was fine, the actress. So where were you on this? Where'd you land?
I'm probably a little bit higher than you, but then again, I don't have the intense connection to the source material here. It's one of those things that I think, after hearing Bruce talk about it a little bit, I sat in on a press conference with him earlier this week, and he basically said he didn't want to do your typical music biopic, where it's a lot of concert footage, a lot of behind the scenes, where it's all music. This is really about him dealing with his own life and trying to come to grips with who he is and that newfound stardom. And it's just it's kind of very fascinating the way it's laid out in the course of the film. Scott Cooper, the guy behind
Crazy Heart.
I'm drawing a blank. Crazy Heart. So he's close to the source material as well. He was close to Nebraska, and that's why he approached Bruce about this. This was something that definitely tells a different story, and it's not one that is probably going to resonate with a lot of people because of the fact that it doesn't have exactly what CBS and Columbia was asking for in the beginning, those hit songs. It doesn't have that power-thumping soundtrack. It has a really good soundtrack, but not the Born in the USA, quote-unquote, yeah. Hungry Heart soundtrack.
And by the way, there's a record that was released today called Nebraska, Electric Nebraska, which is a re-release of a bunch of demos. There's like four, I don't know how many, there's four different parts of the track. So not just four tracks, there's like 40 tracks or something like that. But look, the Lando character, John Lando's the guy that in 1975 said, I see the future of rock and roll, and his name is Bruce Springsteen. And then he's on Time and Newsweek, and he, you know, kind of vaults into superstardom with the rock world before he gets to international superstardom. John Lando is not a submissive person, and he's the kind of guy that would take Springsteen by the head and say, Bruce, what the F are you doing? And he would, you know, be a little bit more of the guiding force. I thought Jeremy Strong played the character wrong. Look, they decided to play it that way. Is what, Sue, you said this the other day, kind of the point that I made about Soul on Fire with Jack Buck. We all know Jack Buck, and if you see that movie, that's probably the weakest part of Soul on Fire. Nothing against Bill Macy, but he doesn't appear like the real Jack Buck.
Right.
Most of the country would never know that, right, Paul?
Right.
So in this case, most people would never know what the real John Lando is like, and there's certainly elements of him in the Jeremy Strong performance, but I'm very curious to see how people that have no connection to this story react, so I'm probably not that important in the whole scheme of things since I am so close to the material.
But you're the people that they need to get out if they're going to make money on this. Quite frankly, they got to get Springsteen fans to the theaters, and I wonder if that's going to happen.
I don't think it is going to happen. I really don't. And some people are going to expect, look, the band, his band was legendary. Clarence Clemens, you know, Van Zandt. The band is nowhere to be seen except for the opening sequence of the film, which is the closing night of the River Tour in Cincinnati. And they already effed it up from the beginning, and no one would know this unless you're a fanatic. But he always does Born to Run with the house lights up. He has for 50 years. So they closed the set with Born to Run at the beginning of the movie, and the house lights were not on. So that took away. No one, again, that's just being picky because.
But you know what, though? If he's done it for 50 years, maybe they should get that right.
But you're right about that, Jane. I think the same.
If you're going to do a movie, wouldn't Bruce have looked at it and said, well, that's not right?
Well, but it's a minutia thing, again. You think about making a movie. It's probably harder to light something that way if you have all the house lights up. I don't know. Again, that most people would never even bring up what I just brought up, but I'm being picky. What else you got this weekend?
Hey, I got to mention one quick thing else about that film. The kid who plays Bruce, Bruce promised to give him his first guitar lesson when he ever got a guitar. So quite frankly, if he doesn't go get a guitar, someone better buy one for him.
Yeah, so this is told, and this is one of the better parts of the film. It's told in flashbacks with, you know, the relationship he had with his father, which was very rough, and his father was an alcoholic, and with his mother as well. So I thought that part of the film was actually the best executed.
Absolutely. Let's go to Netflix, because one of my favorite directors in the world, Kathryn Bigelow, brings A House of Dynamite at Netflix, a film that should have been in theaters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think I got a little clip here.
Approximately 3 minutes ago, we detected an ICBM over the Pacific. Current flight trajectory is consistent with impact somewhere in the continental United States.
Have we seen DEFCON 2 before?
No.
Is this real?
STRATCOM is asking for launch instructions right now.
I'm going to need you to breathe.
We're talking about hitting a bullet with a bullet.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool. This is Idris Elba and Rebecca Ferguson, who's really had an amazing run lately.
And friend of the show, Gabe Basso, is here as well.
St. Louis guy, that's right.
Yeah, this is one of those films that I love Bigelow because Bigelow puts me on the edge of my seat. She always has. Hurt Locker, Detroit, Zero Dark 30. Mm-hmm. She knows how to do it, and she hasn't done a film in quite some time. Here she puts me on the edge of my seat as an ICBM is launched, and they can't figure out who did it, other than the fact that it's airborne, and within 20 minutes, a decision has to be made one way or another, and there's a big city in the Midwest that's the target. They talk about St. Louis as a possible blowback target, but that's not the one. It goes airborne, and we see this from different perspectives, Secretary of Defense, from the president, who's Idris Elba, from different members of the cabinet. I love this. The ending is going to generate immense controversy because it's not an ending most people are going to like. I didn't like it the first moment I saw it. The more I thought about it, I more appreciated the ending. It's not one, don't knee-jerk your reaction to it. Just sit on the edge of your seat as I did for the better course of the whole 2 hours.
This is
I love what Bigelow did here.
It's got a great cast. Tracy Letts is in that. Jason Clarke is in this. So, yeah, it looks really good. Paul, we're out of time. Tell folks where they can find your reviews.
Simple, commonguy.com.
We'll talk next Friday. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.